Erev Tov Tez Amid in Araisa, Yuma Daf Ayin Hei Amid Beis, Vayter Dagadze, Yuma Ayin Hei Beis. Let's quickly try to review. It's a lot of Gemara that we read, but it was very much focused on the Mun. So we started off really two nights ago already with the idea that Vayancha Verivecha, the Lashon of Inui, we're trying to apply Inui to the Inui of Yom Kippur, and Vayancha Verivecha, we asked, what is the Inui of the Mun? And we gave two pshatim either because it all looked the same, so you don't get to appreciate the food as much. Or the other pshat was that since it was coming down day by day, a person only had day by day, he only had the man, so it wasn't pas pasale, and therefore it was a little bit of a tzar. So once we got to the topic of the man, we wanted to explain. First, we segued into the idea of a person going after his kais, or after we had two pshat, that means kais is wine, or kisei, or after his money. Either way, if he's fixated and is busy with his wine, it leads to Arias, and also leads to him stealing money because he's going to become addicted, we explained, Marsha and Rashi, or we said, for the Marsha, different shot means if he's fixated on money itself, not fixated on kisei, on his case, he's fixated on his money, that itself will lead him to Chalila, to steal. Then we got into a long discussion about Daga Belevish was not the long discussion, the next one was. Daga Belevish was simply a pasuk in Mishlei, where we discussed, the pasuk says he should squash it. How does he squash it? Either by talking to people, or by pushing it out of his mind. Those were the two various options. We spoke at a pshat, I believe we said yesterday, we said multiple pshat. One pshat was, it could be going on the past or on the future. A daiga about the past, just push it out of your mind. A daiga about the future, then talk it out, see if you can come up with a better eitzah, with a solution. Sometimes even just unburdening oneself is half of the, gets rid of half the tzar. You know, a person as a Ima Yonecha B'tzara helps alleviate the concern. Then we went on to the Nachash, that the Nachash ate dust, and we said it's a klala, but within a Kaddish Baruch Hu's klala is bracha, because wherever he goes, there's always going to be nourishment. And similarly, the same thing with an Eved. The Kanaan was cursed to be an Eved. Eved gets food from his rabbi, drink from his rabbi, he gets taken care of by his rabbi. Okay, and then we went on to, this is what I meant before about the Arichas. We had Arichas on Zecharno when they lamented about the Daga that they had in Mitzrayim. What does that mean, the Daga? So it simply means the fish, Hashanayich, the fish that we ate in Mitzrayim, that we ate back in Mitzrayim for free. And the other man says, no, it doesn't mean fish. This is Rav Shmuel. Most of the Mechalikas are Amir Asi. This is Mechalikas Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel argue, one says it means the fish, and one says it means Arayas. And it's a euphemism. It's a nice lashon of achila. It's just a nice way of saying a more discreet way of saying about erva by talking about arayas. Then we're ultimately, we'll skip to the end of that conversation. It came out that it says beichel v'shbechesiv. They cried about the mishmacha, which means that's a right amount number that they was crying about the arayas, because along the lines we explained they weren't being eva arayas in Mitzrayim. They just were having relations. With relationships with people that were going to become Usher after Matan Torah. And now they lost that, and they were just lamenting those relationships that were Mutter that now became Usher. And that's Beichel Shvachaisa, fits very well. But we said, according to the Mandarma, he agrees. There was two things. The Mandarma said it's fish. They said they're crying over the fish and over the losing the ability to live with those families. Back to the... No, so what we mean is, let's say, Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't know, maybe it's not the best example. You know, Yaakov married two sisters. Moshe Rabbeinu married... not Moshe, Amram, married Yocheved, his aunt. Those are things that became Usher after Matan Torah, before Matan Torah Mutter. So Avada, real Arayas, that was also the Gayim, they weren't doing, Chas V'Shalom. And the Mara says, that's why they were saved. The Pasukin, we quote the Pasukin Shir Shirim, Mayan Chasim, it was a sealed Mayan, only proper relations. But they lost that also after Matan Torah. Yeah, that which we mentioned, correct. That you mentioned about the fish, that relates to the Daga, and we only really had in the Gemara that they scooped up those pails of water, and in the pails of water came the free fish. That's why it was chinam, it was free fish. But we quoted yesterday from the Rashi brings the Chumash, the Medrash, that they used to take it to their husbands out and help lead to Peruvu. But that was totally mutter. Yeah, that was totally mutter, 100%. Okay, and then we got to... back to Rami Abasi, another discussion about the flavoring that was in the man, a key machlekes, that the man didn't have the flavor of these five things, namely the abatiach, the kishuim, that's like the cucumbers, the melons, and also the garlic, the onions, and the leek. And we said, because those are detrimental to a woman who's pregnant, so it didn't have those tastes. And there was a machlekes what that means. One says, nah, it had the taste, but it didn't have the texture, because the taste alone is not a problem, the texture is a problem. Other one says, even the taste is a problem. And then, finally, we got Vayter back into the mun, discussing the shape, it was round, and it was white, and the different benefits of it, that it's Moshe the Lev, it's very, a person enjoys it, like they enjoy Agata Gemara, ironically enough, as compared to our Gemaras, to Agata Gemaras. And then we said that it has the power to be like a Navi, to tell secrets. Why? Because the man would fall a specific portion for the various people, they get specific portions. So if there was a doubt whether the Eved belonged to Reuven or belonged to Shimon, so if the extra portion for the Eved falls by Reuven, it's a right belongs to Reuven, and the same thing falls by Shimon, it's a right belongs to Shimon, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu when he faced the Shilas, he would say, don't worry, come back tomorrow, we'll be praying for the Shilas. Because tomorrow, the month, in the morning, wherever it falls, we'll decide for the Shilas. Same story is, let's say the husband's saying the wife's forcing the divorce, and if I don't want to pay Ksuva, she wants out, she can get out, but I'm not paying Ksuva. And the wife's saying, no, he's forcing divorce. Again, if her portion fell by the husband, that means her place was by the husband, and she was, it's Biadua, that she's the one trying to force her way out, and he wouldn't have to pay Ksuva. Whereas, if the portion fell by the Beis Avia, that means that he's the one, the husband's pushing her out, and he would have to pay the Ksuva. That was a riot to that. And then, lastly, we had two chilukim about how the man fell. First of all, where it fell. Was it in the camp? Was it outside the camp? Was it even further outside the camp? And then another set of chilukim, was it bread, like lechem? Was it like ugais, like cakes that need a little bit of, you know, finishing up, touching up, to be baked? Or was it mamish, like something that had to be ground up and dealt with? And the answer to both of those issues was that it depends if it's tzaddikim, beinanim, or rishayim. Tzaddikim, the man came right outside their doors. They didn't have to go even outside the camp, and certainly not far away. The Beinim had to go outside the camp, and the Rishayim had to go far away. And also, when it comes to the level of preparedness, the Tzadikim's mun came like bread, fully ready to go. The Beinim's was more like a uga cake, which still need to be baked, and the Rishayim's need to be ground still, and more things had to be done to it, which we said is a big chiddush that the Rishayim remained Rishayim when it's clear day by day they're getting a psak on how they're behaving, that they have to go further out to get the stuff, and it's not fully prepared. That was a little bit of a chiddush. Okay, just a two more minutes on the Chazara, and then a couple points that we didn't speak yesterday, and then Amud Beis again, similar amount of words, but it goes maybe even a little faster. So then, I believe that's where we get up to the Gemara. I think we're up to Aydachai B'Madaycha. I believe that's where we stop, so we pick up from there. Aydachai B'Madaycha is about 8-9 lines up from the bottom of the page, maybe 10 lines up from the bottom of the page, about seven words into the middle of the line. But before you go there, we left off with the Kasha, and there's one or two other points to speak out. First, we left off with the Kasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would send the man by the, let's say, oh, we left out one of the case, important case. If it was a suffix, if the baby was a 7th month baby to the second husband, or a 9 month baby to the first husband, a woman gets divorced and didn't wait 3 months of avchana like she's supposed to. So the man would tell us who the father is, because wherever the portion for the baby fell, that would be an indication of who the father is. That was one of the nevius of the secrets that the man was able to reveal. The question we left off with was that how could the man pask who the father is? We have a klal le'bashamayimi. We don't paskin shailas based on Shemayim. We have to paskin based on Bezdin, based on this world. How could the man tell us who the father is by where the virtue of where the man falls? Azai frek the mefarshim. So Jason, last night after the share, he messaged me and he was bang on. He said, what's the kasha? The man isn't telling me how to paskin. The man's telling me the metzias. The man's saying where this portion belongs. Once I know where the portion belongs, I know who the father is. It's not, Lepishmaimi means you can't go to Shemayim for a psak. If we're not sure what the din and the sugi is, what the outcome is, you can't go to Shemayim for a psak. But for Metzias, to know what the facts on the ground are, why can't Shemayim tell me the facts? And he's right. He's mechavis the Maratzchias. That's the most simple answer. Maratzchias answers that the man is not telling me the lumdus or the dinim, is telling me the Metzias. And once I know the Metzias, I can paskin on our own. That is the Maratzchias answer. Taisyam Kippurim says that Meisha Avada issued the psak. Moshe would issue the psak. He said, wait till the next day, and he issued the psak, and he just didn't, Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't want to say enjoyed, he liked having the man as a backup. It was like a support for his psak. The man would prove his psak. Avad Moshe Rabbeinu determined the answer on his own. But it was a backup for the psak. That's how the Taisim Kippur answers. The Kechemda answers, and this is something Akiva brought up last night. The Kechemda answers, that's very simple. The man started before Man Torah. We actually weren't sure. We were debating. We forgot last night. Embarrassing. When the month started. The month started a month after they left Mitzrayim. They had enough provisions for a month. In Iyar, they left Mitzrayim, of course, in Nisan, as we know. In Iyar, in the mid-year, they were running out of provisions. Apparently, they begged for food and said they were out on the 15th, but the month didn't really fall until the 18th, if I'm not mistaken, because they actually still had a little more for those 3 days. But only when they ran out, for real, did the month start falling. But the month started falling on the 18th of Iyar. We know when was Man Torah. Very good. Vav Sivan. So if Mantara is Vav Sivan, that means the month started before Mantara. Yes, it continued for 40 years in the Midbar after Mantara. But it started before Mantara. It says Klichem, the beautiful. Lebe Shemayim, he's only after Mantara. Right? After we got the Torah, it's Lebe Shemayim. And that's the famous raid, the Beis Halevi, that what do we celebrate on Shavuos? We were getting the Torah anyway. The Torah is not meant for Malachim. Right? We have famous Medrash. Torah is not meant for Malachim. Malachim don't have a mother and father. Malachim never left Mitzrayim. Torah was being given to Christ. So anyway, what are we celebrating? We're celebrating the sixth day. because that was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu added Me'atzmai. That's the Bailus on Torah. That's the it's ours to Paskin, not in Shemayim. That's the Yisoid. So guess what? That didn't happen yet. B'shas the month started, and therefore the month, at least for those 30-40 days, it wasn't restricted to the din of Shemayim. So at least for that tkufa, again, short tkufa, not all 40 years it comes out, but only that tkufa, it was able to Paskin. Okay, there's more to talk about of what we've already learned, but I don't want to skip out on the Gemara. Let's go right to the Gemara quickly, and then we'll come back and speak out a little bit if we have time later. The pasuk says about pounding the mun in a mortar. Amar v'dumar rav v'tem rav chamar bar chanina melamed shiard lemisol im aman tachshit enoshim. Together with the mun fell tachshit enoshim. It's teklaiso means like cosmetics for the woman fell with the mun. How do you know that? Something which gets crushed in a mortar. That's the lashon of we know cosmetics get crushed in a mortar, and we're talking about the mun. So it means in the same sentence, it means with the mun fell cosmetics. We'll see other stuff that fell as well. Ubish bepar. It says it was cooked in a pot. Amar, this is again, that's the pasuk. Amar b'chama melamed shiar l'hisol im aman tzike kedera. Together with the mun came spices to make it more sweet and more tempting to smell better. That came together with the mun. It came down for Shemayim. V'emivu alai elav oyin and dove b'beika. B'beika pasuk says they continue to bring Moshe Rabbeinu gifts b'beika b'beika morning after morning. My b'beika b'beika. What does the pasuk telling us that he gave Moshe gifts? This one for the Mishkan. My b'beika b'beika morning after morning. Says Amar b'Shmuel Machmeni Amar b'Yannis. If you remember, we pointed out a couple days ago, a couple weeks ago, that this name is always associated with Shmuel Machmeni Amar b'Yannis and Agat Gemaras. Shmuel Machmeni Amar b'Yannis, the name to remember, is almost always in Agat Gemaras. To the extent that we had a Gemara a few months ago, and I still forgot to check it up. I mentioned this a week or two ago as well. We had a Gemara a few months ago. I forget if it was Daf or it was in Yuma, or maybe it was in Bava Kamma, where quotes from Shmuel Rechmeini Amar Benison, and it's not in the context of Agata. And the Maratzchias, again, the Maratzchias asks, he's always Agata, there's a klal. Or they ask, there's a klal. That Shmuel Rechmeini Amar Benison is always by Agata, and that was a case that seemed to be a regular drush. Okay, but that's the klal. Says Gemara, he explains, what does it mean? They gave the gifts for the Mishkan from things that fell down by Baker, which means together with the man, not only did it come cosmetics, not only did it fall down the spices and seasonings for the food, but actually fell down precious, beautiful gems and pearls, fell down for Shemayim. And that's what they were giving, that's part of from where they had to give to the Mishkan. The Nesiim brought Avnei Shayim. What does it mean, Nesiim? Nesiim is those that carried it. What does it mean over here? Tana Nesiim Mamash. It means literally the clouds. Nesiim v'ruach v'geshem ayin. Clouds and wind, but there's no rain. So Nesiim can mean wind, clouds. It means the clouds brought the Shayam, brought the stones, because these taka fell down with the mun. It says, the Torah describes the mun having a taste like dough kneaded with oil. Amar Bavo. Bavo explains, what does that mean? Mashad zeh, first of all, Lashon Shad. Mashad, shad over here in this context means like dad. Dad is the breast of woman. Mashad zeh, tinik toyam ba kol kamim tamim. Just like the shad, the breast, the milk of the mother, it tastes the child. All tastes that's his whole menu. Top to bottom of his menu is the milk of the mother, and apparently probably tastes different based on maybe the food she eats. Af haman, so to the man, calls manchi so eichlan. I say whenever kai so ate it, might somebody kamim tamim. It had many different tastes. So that's the reference to man related to shad that had many different tastes. Igadami, some say leshet mamish. Some say actually was compared to the shade, to a demon, to a shade. Because we know shadim can often come in different colors, different forms. So to the man changed into different tastes. And we said even some potentially somewhat different textures potentially, but still had the same look. Because that was, we said 2 days ago, it didn't look like the different types of foods. And that was maybe part of the tsar. There is a discussion actually, a very interesting shayla, two very interesting shayla about the man. First of all, Sefer Ganrava has a beautiful arichas about what bracha did they make on the man. He debates, Amitz Lechem in Aretz, but it didn't come for the Aretz. He says, maybe Amitz Lechem in Hashemayim. If you ever see Sefer Ganrava over there by the Parsha of the Man, he has a beautiful arichas in the it's a nice lamdash discussion in what type of brachas. Again, it's obviously on the Avar, but what brachas would you make? The three most pertinent options were Amitz Lechem in Aretz, Amitz Lechem in Hashemayim, or Shahakal. Those are the three most obvious options, but it's a nice shtickle in Sefer Ganrava. But there's an interesting shaila that Rabbi Yosef Engel debates, that what if a person has in mind the taste of chazer? When he's eating the man, he has in mind the taste of chazer. We're saying that the man is besapech lekamatamim. So he has in mind, he wants to eat pig. He wants to eat chazer, chalila. That's his intent, but he's eating man. Is he going to be over or not? It's going to taste like chazer. The man tastes like whatever. Maybe he doesn't know, it doesn't matter, but Lamayis is the over. Is he over for eating the taste of chazer? So it's Shmak Araya from the Chida. Chida means the famous Gemara Chulin, that everything that Kosh Baruch Hu asked in the world, he made a hechatimsa, a way that a person can have a beheter. Everything has there's something which resembles it with a heter. Says a chidah, but if the tam of iser, if the tam is aser, then why would there be an eifin that could be done beheter? How can it be eifin of being done beheter? If especially when it comes to foods, right? If there's a similar food to the iser that Akash Baruch was mater, but the tam is aser, muzayin that the iser is not the tam. This is in the chefza. It's the chefza aser. It's not the tam, and therefore this is not a chefza of chazer, and therefore the mutter kshmak araya teretz from the chidah. Nice shak v'taya revis engel and the chidah. Okay, so let's go more further. So if you notice the pasuk, it says Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Hashem Baruch gave you in the evening basar to eat, and in the morning bread to eat." It says where Tanu Shmei to Rabbi Shimon Karcha, basar shel kohen, meat which Klai Yisrael asked like kohen. They asked for meat. They had tons of cattle, and they said, "Who's going to give us meat?" Well, they asked shel kohen, and they got answered shel kohen. Nitam shel kohen was answered shel kohen, meaning they received the meat at night. You know what happens when you eat meat? You got to prepare it. You got to cook it. If you see it at night, it's not so useful. Either you need it really at night, or you have to wait till the next day, right? So since they asked shel kohen, they received the shel kohen. It was too late. It wasn't prepared in time for their normal evening supper. Says the Gemara atop of the base, lechem shel kohen, lechem which they asked for kohen, nitin lam kohen was given them kohen, which in the morning straight away they had lechem right in time to eat it. Look into the Rashi. Let's go to the first couple of Rashis on the page of Ein Haim Beis. Lechem shel kohen, shehav shel yisbo lechem. They couldn't survive without bread. It wasn't an unfair request to ask for bread, and therefore nitin lam kohen. But baker shay shayis lachinu in the morning with whatever preparation had to be done. Remember, tzaddikim did not prepare at all. It just came to them fully done. But even the ones that had to prepare, they had plenty of time to prepare. Whereas Basa, Rashi seems to be out of order. Basa, which was shalu shel kohen, going right to Rashi. As we pointed out on the bottom of Aman Aleph, Metech Keres Malaya, Sherry Mikna Rafaelam. They complained about something with a full stomach. They complained when they had paspasali, so to speak. They had tons of cattle from which to be carbonus. And they complained about having meat, so that they were answered, Shalai Kohagin, which means it came at night. Says the Gemara, Malakan Lim de Tera, Derech Eretz, Shalaych Adam Basar, Ela Belayla. But you see from here that the Derech Eretz is to eat meat in the evening, meaning the person should eat not his heavy meal in the morning, rather the heavy meal should be eaten in the evening. The problem was that it wasn't given to them early enough to prepare it for the evening meal, but that would be the preferred time to eat the meat, and that was like again that it wasn't given early enough to prepare it. Ask the Gemara, we just said yesterday, from Rabbaye, the end of 2 days ago, at the end of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, what did we say? We said that Abaye says, "Haimad this late Sudasa," a person who has a meal to eat, we actually base this on the month. He's supposed to see your food and enjoy it, so a person has a geshmak meal to eat. Layachla el biyami shidi by day, not at night. Why are you telling me the bus is meant to be tonight? The Gemara says, no, it's not a stira. Ken yimama kamirin. We mean, eat it like by day. As long as you can see the food, that's fine. As long as there's lights in the room, as long as you're not in an overly fancy environment where there's just have a candle and you can barely see your food, that's not recommended. But if you're in a normal scenario, or the mitzvah of, we spoke out a couple days ago, the mitzvah of lighting candles on Friday night, one of the ideas behind it is in order to see your food and enjoy it, in order to see, be able to see and enjoy it, and that's fine to do it at night as long as you can see. That was Abai's main point. Initially, so it was like Tarnagalim, there's like hens that chip away, they nibble at the garbage. They don't eat proper meals. They just nibble all day at the garbage. That was the Kaiso was like Tanagolim. What happened? The Meshav came and was Kaveh a Suda, but Baker, Bear. Now we do three Sudas, but no, Meshav was Kaveh a Suda in the morning and in the evening. Habasai Dan Mishnaim, once we're on the topic about Kaiso demanding meat and what happened, so there seems to be conflict in the Psukim. One bus says the bus was between their teeth, and while the bus was between their teeth, immediately they died. While the bus was between the teeth. Then another Pasuk says that a month later they died. So which one was it? Did they die immediately? Or did they die a month later? Says the Gemara. The bus was between the teeth. Uksiv al chayisham. I says al chayisham till a month of days. Okay, is that how we reconcile the two pesukim? Beinim la alter mesu. The beinim taka died right away. They didn't suffer. They got punished quicker, but that was actually a benefit to them not to suffer. This actually gets into the Hebrew topics where we talk about: is it better to be alive suffering, or is it better to just pass on and right? So saying the beinim was zeicha. At least, I guess, if a Kosh Baruch Hu is putting in a matzav where they need to suffer, then that could still be the best. Okay, but you see over here clearly, the Beinanim, they died right away, while the meat was between their teeth. They suffered for a month till they died. So they all died as a punishment for, you know, demanding meat. This is a famous Rafavo Konzatzal. He's a big Rav in New York. Very chashiv mechaber of Sefer by the Shulchan Yusham Hocham. I remember hearing a shir from him. I'll be davening in a shul years ago. I remember this goes back at least 30 years ago. Hearing a shmuz from him about the power of tefillah. That tefillah as a power, it plows and it does. And the tefillah is so powerful. He called it a metaphysical force. That sometimes you can ask for something that's not good for you, you'll still get it. because tefillah is such a power that it moves things around in Shemayim, and a person gets what he asks for, even if it's not good. That's actually what comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiyumalek Kol Mashalas Libcha L'Toyva. What's the word L'Toyva? Because a person gets for something that's not good, and they can answer if they daven, you know, with the proper, you know, kavanas and proper bakashas, he'll get an answer, but it's not even the best thing for him. And one of the parsha he spoke about it was this parsha by the Mesayna, for the Basar, where they went to the Basar, and they got answered for the Basar, and then Basar Meshanim, they died. So yes, what do you mean? Don't give them the Basar and don't kill them. You answer that, Teretz is, the tefillahs, the bakashas, the crying was strong enough, they were answered. But it was so wrong for them that they still had to be killed, not a steer. That's the upshot of it is, A, the power of tefillah, and B, be careful what you ask for, because you may just get it, but it doesn't mean it's the best thing for you. Okay. Now, on the Eid Bas Mishneim, just because, you know, we have to mention, when we say Eid Bas Mishneim, this is the source of a couple of dinim. This is the source that the Isha does not eat certain foods on the day that she has to go to the mikvah. She doesn't eat certain foods because we're concerned about basar ben shina, specifically chickens and meat. We're concerned about the being chatzitza, with the food being stuck between her teeth. And there's, of course, also the basic idea for why we wait between sudas, from fleishik to milchik, we wait 6 hours. Because we're concerned, I mean, there's two reasons given, either the shuma, the fat of the meat can stay on the mouth, or, and then you need milk to eat together, or the little pieces of meat or chicken that stay between the teeth, that's a concern of Bas Mishneim, and that's one of the reasons why I wait 6 hours after meat to before we go to Chalav. Okay. Vayter the Gemara. Vayishchadu. The pasuk is over there. This is talking about by the slav. Again, they begged for meat, and they got this slav. Says Gemara Vishnu, and they spread out this. The little means it was spread out. Amar Shlakish to Altik Vishnu. Don't read it that it was spread out. Rather, El Vishnu that they were shechted. Lamein Shenas Chayvus Sinem Shesoch Shchit. It was like a remez that Klai Yisrael at that time for Sinem Shesoch means the enemies of Klai Yisrael, is a euphemism for Klai Yisrael themselves. And we're saying at that time they're chayiv shchita. That's Lashon of Vishnu. Chayiv shchita. It sounds very much. We're 2 days before the for Purim. It sounds very much like the Gemara in the beginning of the Gad to Gemara. Some Purim over there talks about Klai Yisrael that when they either, I forget if it was when they went to the party of Achashverosh, or when they bowed down to Haman, the Avodah Zarah around his neck. Either way, it says that the name of Klai Yisrael were Chayiv Kalya. They were Chayiv to be wiped out. And the Gemara says, is there a Melech Yeshua for them? Yeah, they did it without, they didn't really have intent. They did it because they were forced. They didn't really have a mind to it. But the Gemara used the same lashon of the Seneim Shei Yisrael being Chayiv over there, not Shechita, being Chayiv to be wiped out. Here we have Seneim Shei Yisrael. We don't even want to say the words. Seneim Shei Yisrael, the enemies of Klai Yisrael, euphemism, were Chayiv Shechita for the demands of Basar. Now, Vayter on this topic of this love, Shatoyach, it says again, a lashon of spreading. Tana b'mishmeid, Rabbi Shuman Levi, Shuman Karcha. Al tekishtoch. Don't read it as spreading. El shechait. Read it as shechting. Milameid. Shared lehem Yisrael imaman davishtan shchita. Together the man came to Klai Yisrael something that needed shchita. What's that? That was a meat that they asked for. Amar Rebbe. What does that mean? Chimikanat milameid. You learning from here that a bird requires shchita. Halik for namar ve'yamtalem ka'afar she'er uvechol yom oiv kanaf. The pasuk says you rained upon them meat like dust and like the birds like the sands of the sea. So we know already birds were coming down from Shemayim. V'tanya, that's the slav. Rebbe Aymer v'zvachtek shetzv yisicha. Says the pasuk shecht like your cattle, like I've commanded you. And we learn from there the mitzvah of shechita, not just by a behema, but also by a knife. Says the Gemara Malam Shesav Meisham al veshet valkana. When it comes to an animal, Meisham was mesav Klai Yisrael to shecht. Well, when it comes to general animals and birds, shecht the trachea and the esophagus. Al roiv echa ba'oif for oif, all you need is roiv of one of the two samanim. Val roiv shtayim bebeim, bebeim you need roiv of both samanim. But you see, you need shchita. So he's asking a question: why do you have to stress shchait? And you tell me something came down with the man that needs shchita. Once I know birds came down, I already know from elsewhere birds need shchita. So it's stressing over here. El matam lem shchait, mamish yard lem mashchitim mashtichin mashtichin. Tell you that came down in layers. It came down in layers for Klai. So the slav fell in layers. Layers of slav fell for Klai, so there wasn't a shortage. There was plenty of slav falling for Klai Yisrael. Ksiv lechem says basal lechem. Ksiv shemen, so it says bread. It says oil. Ksiv dvash. All with regard back to the man. All with regard to the man, it says lechem, shemen, and dvash. Meaning we focus on the man itself now, not on the slav and not on the basar. Says Gemara, Amar Beis Berchanina Lina Arim for the younger people. Lechem. That's what they want. They want to eat the bread. That's their preference. Liz Canaan, once they get a little older, they like oil, and it came to them, it was like shemen. Latinikus, for the young children, they like sweet things. For them, it came like dvash, like honey. Ksiv slav, back to the slav. It says, there was like this quail, vukarinian slav. yet it's read, it's read it as if it's written with a samach, slav. What does that mean? Amar chanina, tzadika meichel maisa mishalva. Slav with a shin, it relates to the word shalva, the same letters, shin, lamid, vav, shalva, that means in tranquility, in peace. They ate it, taka, in peace. Dusharim meichel maisa v'dayim lehem kisvilim. Whereas Dusharim ate it, and to them, it was like thorns. That's Lashon of Svilin with a Samach. Amar Chanan Barava, Arba Mine Slavein. There actually were four types of Slav, of quail, that came down. Ve'elu Hain, the four different species, these are the names. Sichli, the Kivli is two, Upsiani is three, Uslav is four. Maya Dekulu Sichli, the best one is the first one, Sichli. Gwe Dekulu, the Shvachas one. Dekulu Slav is love. And Vavikitsiparta. This love, which is the Shvachas one, is like a small bird. Mesvin Lava Tanura, you place in an oven, Vatafla Vave Milea Tanura. And because there's so much fat, it expands and fills the whole oven because it kind of like expands as you cook it. I guess it bubbles over. And you could place it on top of 13 loaves of bread, one on top of the other, and put this bird with all the fat on top of it, the small bird. And you know what's going to happen? The bottom loaf will get so full of fat, you'll have to mix it with some other food. The point is, this love has such a high fat content, such a very, 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 geschmack in its taste, or very fat, very fatty, which apparently he was saying is a maila, and we're saying that that was the shvachas of the four types of slav that fell. Rav Yehuda mishtakech le beidini. Rav Yehuda would find slav even in his time, long after the midbar. He'd find it between his barrels, like a shtickle benes. Rav Chizda mishtakech le betzivi. He'd find it in his woodshed. Rav Chizda. Rav Maisle Arise koyami. Rav's sharecropper would bring him slav every day. One day the sharecropper came and I didn't bring him this love. Amar Mahai said, what's going on here? Why don't we have this deliciously fatty and, you know, and satiating slav? Salik Ligra. So he went up to the roof. Shami Linuka Damar. Rav heard the Yenuka say, Shamati Vatekas Bitni, that I heard and my insides, they were shaking. What does that mean? Amar Rav, what was the message? Rav says, Shmamina, that his Rebbe also was a Shver. Nach Nafshe Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda, who was Rav's Rebbe and Rav's Shver, had passed away, and Uvedil Uvedil Rabba Achol Tamid, and because of the merit of the Rabbi, the Talmud eats. So once Rav Chizda died, Rav was saying the simple taitch. Once Rav Chizda was passed away, Rav said, "Ah, I no longer have the merit to eat this love because my Rebbe Rav Chizda is gone." Just a very cute story comes up of Basra, comes up elsewhere. Rav and I want to say it's Mari Bar Okva. I could be mixing up that name or Marakva. We're sitting in front of Rav Chizda as Talmidim, and Rav Chizda had his daughter in his lap. And in a little bit of a joking type of conversation, Rav Chizda said to his daughter, "Which one of these Rabbanim do you want to marry?" And she says, "I want both." She said, "I want both." And Rav said right away, I'll be second. And Kachav, that was the story that she first married, I think it's Marukva. She was married to him, Marukva passed away, and then Rav married her second. And that's the story of the year, that Rav's father-in-law was Rav Chizda, had died. It wasn't time, but his father-in-law was Rebbe, and he said, he's only going to have to stop. It's interesting, that's the simple text we just said, that at the reading of the Gemara, is Bedil Rabba, because of the Rebbe, Achol Talmid, that's why this Talmud was eating. Once the Rebbe was gone, the Talmud no longer was able to eat this. That's the simple taich, based on, that's what we're explaining in Rashi, that Rav was saying it was the merit of Chizda, and Chizda is gone. The Sefer Tosfos of Kippurim adds a nice chapshat. He says, there's Alach in Yerodea, that on the day that one's Rebbe dies, he should not eat Basar. There's a certain covet of Rav, that on the day that his Rebbe dies, he shouldn't eat Basar. So the Tosfos of Kippurim wants to suggest, not the pshat that Rav never has love again. There was one day the slav didn't come, and he went to watch out that day didn't come. He found out Rav Chizda died that day. So it made sense. This fits with that halacha. You don't eat meat on the day that your Rebbe died. That's why he didn't have meat that day. But it doesn't necessarily mean that he didn't have forever. According to Rashi Pshat, l'chare, it was on the schus of Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda was gone. No longer was Rav going to have vizaycha to that, we'll call it somewhat miraculous slav. Ksiv, Vatal Shechvas Tal, it says in the Pasuk that the Shechvas Tal, the layer of Tal, it came up. So it was on the, you know, on top of the midbar on the ground was this layer of dew. But then it says elsewhere, uksiv uveredes. So that sounds like the tal covered the top part of the mun. Bied uksiv redes atal. It says when the tal came down at night, the pasuk says the mun was full on top of the tal. So which one was it? Was the tal, was the dew on top of the, sorry, was the dew on top of the mun, or was the mun on top of the dew? That's the question. We have both mashmois in both directions. The answer is both are true. Amar Beis Bar Chanina, Tamal Mata v'Tamal Mata. You have Mamala v'Tamal Mata. You have dew on top of the mun and dew on the bottom of the mun. V'Demi K'mish Munach B'Kup. So it's like it was in a protected box. It was like it was in a box. That's how the mun was. It was as it protected as if it's in a box. Interesting. That's what we do till today. That's the idea, to have a challah board, challahs, Achalas are represented the man, that's Rav Shnei Lechem, because he used to fall twice on Erev Shabbos, two portions. So we have Lechem Mishnah, I should say. And then on top of the man, we have a cover. On top of the Achalas, we have a cover. One reason the cover is, it's Kiddush, Bezayin, you make Kiddush on the wine, not making Kiddush on the bread, the whole story. Another way, I'm not minimizing the story, but that is definitely a pshat. But another explanation given is the reason why we cover it from top and bottom is in order to have a cover top and bottom, daima to the man that was covered top and bottom with dew from our Gemara. That's one of the sources that you cover the Achalas top and bottom. Okay, says more further. Couple of minutes. I know it's late, but we started dropping late. Let's go 2-3 more minutes. Tak mechuspas. We said about the man. It was thin mechuspas. Amr shlakish tavashe muach al pieces yad. The mashmayas that it was a mechuspas means it's almost like an abbreviation for it melts be pieces yad. It melts in the palm of the hand. That's how soft the man was. This is going to be the focus of the next couple of lines. It's something, the man was swallowed up by the 248 ivarim. We know a person has ramach ivarim. It was swallowed up. What does it mean it was swallowed up? That means there was no excrement. A person eats normal food and he has to go to the washroom eventually to get rid of the extras, the waste. There was no waste from the man. Says Gemara, Mechuspas Tuvahave, ask the Gemara, what's your shaykhus to Mechuspas? Presumably you mean the Gematria. Well, do the math. Not the second time we had Gematria in the past couple of Says Gemara, what's the math of 2-4 of Mechuspas? It's 254. Add it up, it's 254 Mechuspas. And you're talking about 248. The answer is take out the Vav with 6. You get to 248. Says Gemara, Mechuspas Tuvahave, Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mechuspas Ksiv, Chaser without the Vav, then you're down to exactly 248. Tanabon, on this topic of the man being swallowed up by the body, Lechem Abirim, it calls it, Lechem of Abirim, the strong ones, Achal Ish. Lechem Abirim, they ate this Abirim bread. What does that mean, Abirim, that the people ate? So, Lechem Shemach Asharis, it's Lechem that the Mach Asharis, the Abirim, ate this bread. So too, that's what the people were eating in the midbar. Dibra Bekiva. When he said this proverb, Rekiva, the Tamidim said it over to Rishmal. Amalemi said, no. Tuvam on the Rekiva. Go to Rekiva that Akiva Tehisa, Akiva made a mistake. You're saying the lechem that the Abirim means like the strong ones, the Machasharis ate. We're eating, but the Klai Yisrael ate. But Machasharis don't eat bread. Vechi Machasharis Eichlem. Lechem, halik for nemar lechem uchalti mam shizisi. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the 40 days that he was up in Shemayim to be Mekabel Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't eat or drink for those 40 days when he was like a malach in Shemayim. Malachim, regular malachim aren't eating. Elamani mekayim abirim. What does beer mean? Lechem, like we said before, same idea. Shenivul masayim abarim shemayim ivarim. It's lechem that was swallowed up by the ivarim. Abirim is ivarim, swallowed up by the 248 ivarim. Elamani mekayim. Aye, it says in the pasuk over there in the midbar. It says v'yasatilach al azanecha. So this is actually a pasuk that people don't really chop with it, what it means. The pasuk says that you should have a shovel in addition to your weapons. What does that mean? It means a shovel to cover the dung. When you have to go out and relieve yourself, make sure the shovel's available. It doesn't, you don't just have waste out in the open. You cover it up with a shovel. So, but what waste? They were eating man. If they're eating man, there's no waste. It says Mara. Either means like this. This is the eight food that they bought from the other nations, would bring some food to them and sell them. So they ate that food. That food led to waste product, but man didn't lead to waste product. Rablazman part-timer, after Mishtagra Umas Eilam, Mechalahem, even this food that the peddlers of Umas Eilam would sell, on the contrary, man mafigam, not only would the man not give over any excrement, it would like purify that food, and it didn't lead to any, you know, them having to relieve themselves. Elamon mekayim. So back to the question: you should have a shovel on top of your weapons. What do you need for? After Klai Yisrael complained about the man, they had this amazing man, and they complained about the man itself. Then the powers of the man changed. I say you don't have to go to the washroom. But now that you're complaining about the man, that you want regular food like a Mitzrayim, now you're gonna have to. The month's not going to be so holy for you. It's not going to be absorbed in your body. You'll have to go walk outside three machlas before you relieve yourself. Says Gemara, we'll stop with this. Tichsev v'yachnu al ayarde mebeis ha'yishimais. Beis ha'yishimais ad evil ha'shitim. V'amra barachana, what does that mean? L'didi chazdehu asra. I saw the area from evil ha'shitais to beis ha'yishimais. Eva Shitim to Beis Hashimais, and the distance is Avatos Parasi, Tos Parasi, and that's where they have to go. Meaning, someone who was at one edge of the Machna, in order to leave three Machnas, had to go all the way out, three Machnas to relieve himself. Vitana, Kishnifna, Inifnan, Lilifnam, Litzdam, because we learned in the Brisa, when they used to relieve themselves in the Midbar, they didn't go to they didn't relieve themselves not in front of the encampment, not to the side of the encampment, Elach Ram, all the way behind the encampment. So you had to go if you're in the front of the camp, you had to go all the way back to the back of the encampment, which was a distance of three Parsas. Says Gemara, the Akshav, Nafshenu Yvesha Enkol, Then Klai Yisrael said, what was the complaint about the man? Klai Yisrael, our lives are, we're dry, there's nothing for us, it's Yevesha. Amru, Asid man zeh shetipech b'meyem. This man will expand in our stomachs. Klimish, l'lisha shemachas v'enem b'yitzi. Their concern was that it wasn't a stam they were, oh, we want to eat the food like we used to eat. They got concerned that a person keeps eating. They used to, when they grew up, they would eat and would relieve themselves. Now, the son of the Midbar, they were eating day after day and not relieving themselves. They got scared that at some point it's going to backfire and blow up in their stomach. That's why they were complaining. The Marz is giving like almost like an excuse or a male tzayasher why Klaus complained, because it was out of fear. They couldn't believe that and miraculously everything would be okay. That's what they were concerned about. We'll pause over this. Mark continues to speak about this conversation. We'll pause over here. We'll leave the rest for tomorrow. Tomorrow is a fast.